Any number of methods have been devised to try to get kids to embrace a healthy diet. A small urban farm has sprouted in the Francisville section of Philadelphia to teach urban youth about the benefits of growing and eating fresh produce. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
These carrots right here that are coming up, they're actually an Asian black carrot. Really into growing stuff, and I'm going to show you guys a few other things that you don't normally see in the grocery store. But these are going to be black carrots. They're pretty cool. Let's go this way.
On a recent Tuesday morning, Lisa Gadanowitz leads a small group of teens through a quarter-acre plot just off Ridge Avenue in North Philadelphia. They smile and giggle as she picks peppers, cucumbers, and tomatoes for them to try.
This is the thing about growing your own food. Sometimes it's not going to look perfect. So the stuff that you're getting in the grocery store has actually been injected with chemicals to make it look perfect. So you're getting a tomato that looks real pretty, but it's not what you grew fresh. I guarantee we have a couple more over here. We'll cut them open. It'll be the best tomato y'all have ever tasted in your lives.
Most of the students from the Yes Philly School, a charter school that specializes in educating former dropouts, have never seen produce this fresh, let alone eaten it. Gadanowitz launched UrbanStead with the help of the Francisville Neighborhood Development Corporation to change that. She wants to nudge kids towards eating foods other than their favorites from the corner store for their health.
Most type 2 diabetes, which is the most common, is food related. It's actually something that happens because of eating unhealthy food.
But UrbanStead also is trying to encourage students to grow as people, to become more independent and take responsibility.
I think when you're growing something, when you plant a seed and you watch that seed grow into a plant, and then that plant becomes, you know, a fruit or a vegetable, and you harvest that, you've basically taken responsibility for every level of that plant's growth, and you're reaping the reward from it. And I think there's a sense of pride in that, and that's what I want the kids to have.
For Yes Philly student Shawnee Smith, the message really hits home.
Since I had to grow up and watch my mom have diabetes and deal with the circumstances diabetes has held for her, and it's hard, and out of the hospital, doctor's appointments, she really suffered. And the fact that somebody knows what I'm feeling, what I was feeling for the last 18 years, somebody knows that and hasn't even seen me grow up or what I've grown up over. So the fact that she spoke on that specifically, that's amazing to me. I like people that want to make change.
Classmate Rashawn Taylor says the short farm visit has opened his eyes.
It's stuff that we never seen before, so it's really exciting and make me want to keep on coming back. I really do.
For now, UrbanStead is just in Francisville. Down the line, though, Gadanowitz hopes to make it a nonprofit to oversee a network of urban farms maintained by residents. She says healthier living is more likely to take root when it's neighbors teaching neighbors. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.